Hello, and thank you for calling Cabinet Hub Direct. Sourcing quality cabinets with the buying power to secure unbeatable pricing for contractors of all sizes. One of our representatives will be with you shortly. All of our agents are currently assisting other callers. Please hold and we'll be right with you.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Hello?
Hey there, good afternoon. How you doing?
I am doing very well. How are you doing?
Good, good. By chance, are you calling, or am I calling the Largo or Tampa Cabinet Hub store?
You are calling the Tampa, the Gibsonton, the Tampa area, Gibsonton, exactly in Gibsonton, but in the Tampa area, about 10 minutes south of Tampa.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome, awesome.
Cabinet Hub Direct?
So, yeah, perfect. So my rep, we put all of our orders through you guys for cabinets and whatnot. My rep, had to change a couple of things on our order that might have been missed orders or whatnot. And basically, these are a high priority for me to swap out and get picked up, the new items. And she was saying something along the lines of the warehouse being a little bit, you guys are unloading trucks over there and whatnot, so I wouldn't be able to pick up the order till Wednesday at this point. So I'm trying to figure out if there's any way we could expedite that process possibly so I could pick up. It's only a few fillers and stuff like that. So I'm not sure if that's something you could help me with.
I can help you with that, actually. So you said you already placed the order, you already received the material, and then you just have something that's priority that you need to either pick up or get delivered right away as soon as possible, right?
Correct, right. So, yep, we had this whole order for a whole house that we did, and we got everything in. There's a couple things that were back ordered, a couple things. So basically, a bunch of things went on with this order for some reason. So now I'm trying to resolve this here and just by picking up the materials I need to pick up from you guys' warehouse.
Okay, so from what I understand, this is LDT Construction, Inc., correct?
That is correct.
And your phone number is 352-573-9427?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have the invoice number, the receipt number?
I do have the invoice number for this year.
It's one for this order?
Yeah, for the not the original order. I can get that if you need. I just have the quote or the estimate number for the replacement parts or whatnot.
Okay, what would it be? 223.
So it's ESP 2237.
Okay. Give me 1 second, sir.
You bring more dirt up, or is that the dirt I brought for the air conditioning? Something there. I'm calling like this morning.
Right.
I brought a lot of that dirt up and packed it over there. So and it still needs more. I'm going to wash away.
I'm on the phone with someone else.
All right, let me
know. It's not going to happen today.
How about I just show up there and say, hey, I'm here. I need this, this, and this, and this.
Yeah, it's what's going to happen tomorrow morning, worst case.
What time do they
look? I don't know. I'm going to figure all that out now.
Okay, because we need to But Randy, I'm going to be here fucking 4 o'clock.
What I'm going to do is, since you need that right away, sir, I am going to get my – did you speak to Kelly already?
Yeah, I've been speaking with Kelly.
Does that sound familiar?
Helping me out. And she pretty much gave me the SOS is that, there's nothing else we could do about it until Wednesday afternoon. Which Wendy's been – I'm sorry, Kelly. Kelly's been tremendously helpful. Don't get me wrong. It's just for this specific situation here I have to play out all my sources to try to figure out how we can accomplish our goal here.
And she said Wednesday by the 28th. Wednesday the 28th, right?
And her reasoning behind that was because the warehouse is busy unloading a truck. So I know that my business operates, you know, regardless of any outside uncontrollables or whatnot. You know, we can't just shut down doors, shut our doors because a truck comes in the door. I'm assuming you guys have bigger outfits.
That makes perfect sense. So what I have to do here, since you already spoke to Kelly, because she is the one that's actually there in at the warehouse, I have to let her know that you're on the phone, that you just reached out to me, that something has to be done here as soon as possible. By Wednesday the 28th, that's even if you're able to pick it up, I don't see why that would be an issue. You know, it's you're literally there.
Right.
So
well, I'm
going
to
give her a call.
I'm trying to pick this up, like, tomorrow morning, like, the latest. Cause we've been going on about this since Friday, maybe even Thursday. And then, all right, it was like, okay, we're going to come Friday. And then it was like, whoa, we can't come Friday because I haven't processed everything. And then I was going to come Monday. And then I was like, whoa, we can't come Monday because we got a truck and everyone's going to be focusing on the truck, unloading the truck. And I'm like, all right, well, you know, worst case, I'm pushing my priorities to the side 3 days now. You know, worst case, I'm going to just come Tuesday. And then now she's like, oh, well, the truck came late. Now we can't do anything until Wednesday. And my thing is, like, all right, great. You know, everything, I was pushed to the side this morning because the truck wasn't there. So why wasn't, you know, my things taken care of? Right. I don't know the exact solution, you guys' protocol and whatnot. But I do know that, you know, I was reached out to your company, or your company reached out to me, and I swapped over from my other cabinet company to start buying you guys' products. So it's like, all right, great. I'm giving you guys everything I can give you, and then, you know, I just need a little bit of help on pulling just a couple items off the shelf that you guys already have in stock. You know, why can't I just get those items? I'm not even asking for them delivered. I'm sending my guy there 2 hours away to just have him put it in his truck, or he'll put them in his truck, and then sent back on his way. I don't think it's too much to ask for.
No,
but,
absolutely not.
You know, that's why I'm here, you know, on the phone with you now.
Sure. Okay, that makes perfect sense. I'm gonna call Kelly myself, and the person above her as well, to see, or one of them at least, whoever answers me first, and I'm sure Kelly will. And I need to talk to her about this, and then I'm going to call you right back in hopefully about 10 to 15 minutes. Is that okay?
Yeah, if you could do that, that'd be tremendous. I'd really appreciate that.
Sure. I'm going to do that right now. Let me just give me about 10 to 15 minutes. And if for some reason she doesn't answer, or even if he doesn't answer, then I'm going to send an email, and I'm also going to copy you on that email, if that's okay.
Okay. And you have all my contact on file, my email and whatnot?
The email that I have on file is ldconstruction31@gmail.com.
Yep, that's perfect.
That is. And the only thing I don't have is your name, sir.
Yeah, my name is LD.
LD. Just the letter L and the letter D?
Yes, correct.
What would be your last name, sir?
My last name is Tenari. With a T as in Tom, I-N-A-R-I.
Okay, LD Tenari. All right, so LD, let me go ahead and get on this right away. And once again, give me about 10 or 15 minutes, and I'll be having a better answer for you, okay?
That'd be perfect. I really appreciate it. And what was your name again, sir?
My name is Jose. I believe Jose. I was the first one you spoke to. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Well, I appreciate it, Jose. So just let me know what you come up with, and we'll kind of go from there.
My pleasure, LD. Just give me a few minutes, and I'll get on you that. I'll get back to you right away.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi. Habit